Be Thou My Vision by the King's College Choir. You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio. It's Sunday morning, the 19th of January. On Songs of Praise later on today on BBC One, Diane Louise Jordan stays up all night to meet people who head to work while most of the country sleeps. She takes a nighttime trip along the River Thames and introduces a selection of hymns and performances with a nighttime theme, and also meets Bedford residents Fred and Fran Gill, who are two of the founding members of the Bedford Street Angels. Now, they became involved in the project after the tragic death of their son, Robert, who was murdered during a night out in Bedford. Now, we'll hear more from Fred and Fran later, but here's a tease of tonight's Songs of Praise.
The last choppers have headed home and the streets are filling up with people looking for fun. The police will be working through the night to prevent crime, and in many towns and cities, Christian volunteers will be on the streets mingling with the clubbers, keeping an eye out for anybody who needs help. They're called Street Angels. I went to Bedford on a typical Saturday night to find out how a tragedy was a catalyst to forming the Bedford Street Angels. Robert Gill was just 17 when he said goodnight to his parents and headed into Bedford Town Centre for a night out with friends.
We weren't expecting him back until the next day. It was people we trusted. And they ended up going to a club in Bedford. In the club, they got separated, and Robert was sick without the support of the friend there and got asked to leave the club. And the people he was with waited outside looking for him till 3 o'clock in the morning. But he'd been taken by three youths, and we saw on CCTV eventually that they walked him through the town to the ATMs, and they eventually went out of sight at one of the Bedford bridges, and he was found in the river nearly a week later.
Your child dying is your worst case scenario, and then to know that actually somebody else took their life.
Yeah.
That's beyond your worst nightmare.
Mm. Yes.
As Christians, we're told that we should forgive. Is it actually possible to do that in a situation like this?
We knew that we had to forgive, and we took that stand right from the start, and somehow God has given us the strength and the grace to stand by that.
There's nothing that we could be angry about or do to them that would be worse than what they'd done to themselves, in a sense.
Has there been anything redeeming about this situation?
Street Angels starting in Bedford, there had already been people looking into whether something could be done in the town centre, because there were problems. What had happened to Robert, that kind of galvanised things, and fairly soon afterwards the decision was made to go for Street Angels as an organisation, and we were invited to become part of that, and we were part of that from the very early stages. What we do specifically is to be out on the streets of Bedford on Saturday nights, and we're there for people who have become vulnerable through drinking too much. We're there to support them and help them, and help them to keep safe. Sometimes it's just as simple as somebody needing a drink of water. They've become dehydrated through drinking too much. Sometimes the ladies have had too much of the high heels and can't manage on them anymore, so we carry flip-flops around with us and we give those out to people. We look out to keep people safe and to help them in whatever way we can.
Songs of Praise is on at 3:50 tonight, well, this afternoon really, on BBC One. And you can hear more from Fred and Fran Gill from Bedford after 6:30 this morning.